And them say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by
the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, is continuously seeking to acknowledge and celebrate the works of Jamaicans in the fields of literature, science, and art, in keeping with its mandate for the encouragement of literature, science, and art. The most recent celebration was in the form of a two-day symposium, Tour for Mind, Reflections on the Contributions of Professors Rex Netterford and Barish Evans, from Friday, October 31 to Saturday, November 1 at the IOJ Lecture Hall. Former Vice Chancellor for the University of the West Indies, Professor Rex Netterford's career can be summed up by saying he was a pioneer who sought cultural definition and artistic discoveries. Mr. Netterford was passionate about the arts and religion, and as co-founder, former artistic director, choreographer, and lead dancer for the National Dance Theatre Company of Jamaica, he used that platform to debut several movements and practices in Kumina and Pocomania.
The other thing that fascinates me about this facility is that its title is The Drum, and the drum as a symbol is something that connects the entire world. In Pocomania, or revivalism, which you find in a place like Jamaica, the drum couldn't be used, but the people substitute and this became very important in the whole ritual of Pocomania.
Late Professor Rex Netterford delivering a lecture in Birmingham 2004 as part of his UK tour. Professor Barish Evans may best be described as a leading activist for peace in Jamaica. As sociologist and authority on Rastafari, Professor Evans had a passion for the development of young men and served organizations such as Fathers Incorporated, Partners for Peace, Peace Management Initiative, and the Caribbean Community Commission on Youth Development.
What is wrong with our means? This is a question on the lips of an increasing number of Jamaicans. The sight of idle males, young and strong, on the street corner, the daily news of the brutal, senseless murders they commit, all these and many more examples of behaviors that most of us fail to understand, that it is we ourselves who ask the question, who have contributed to whatever it is our males have become or are becoming.
Late Professor Barish Evans is speaking at the Grace Kennedy Lecture Series at Jamaica Pegasus in 1999. Just in case you're wondering about the relevance of the event to today's society, listen as a lecturer at the Mona School of Business at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Hilary Hicklin, shares her view.
The symposium was very relevant. You see, both Netterford and Evans would be now men between age 70 and 80. So that's a generation of people born in the 1930s. And yet, some of the same challenges in Jamaica, and in a sense across the Pan-African diaspora, remain quite serious today. Issues of identity, issues of bleaching people's skins, issues of us cursing each other, and of course the whole continued limited economic opportunities for so many of the people of the country and how that affects the way we behave.
Over the 2 days of the symposium, papers were presented on the suppression of black history told from the perspective of the descendants of enslaved Africans on the continent before the transatlantic trade, the rise of Leonard P. Howell, who gave prominence to the Rastafarian movement in Jamaica, female bodily taboos in Jamaican music, and the hidden capitalist agenda behind the recent drive for legalization of ganja in Jamaica. And as these and other issues were discussed and thought-provoking and controversial presentations made, they brought about a deeper understanding of the life and work of these two cultural icons.
I always say that when you stand on the shoulders of giants, you don't look at the feet. You look straight ahead that you can see into new frontiers. Our duty is not just to continue, but to take the work to a different level. And it is always important for us to relate from where we are coming to where we are going, and we need to be inspired by them to stimulate a kind of popular intellectual tradition in this country.
Research fellow in the Office of the Principal at the University of the West Indies and one of the presenters at the symposium, Louis Moyston. The Netaford Chavans two-day symposium served as a memorial to their cultural contributions in fostering a greater appreciation of Jamaica's rich and diverse culture on the world stage, while exposing the cultural dynamics involved in Jamaica's multiracial society.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.